Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So last night I was on with the Steve Sanchez show, Ken Thompson, Patrick Casale, giving Nevada election results. We had the Nevada primary last night. Of course, results didn't come in, you know, till like final hour. They're still coming in. There was some sort of a delay, and we were like, why is there a delay if everything's supposed to be electronic and they haven't started the, you know, counting the mail-in ballots, and something just didn't seem right. But for the most part, we could predict who the front runners were going to be. Adam Laxalt for state senate did very well. He actually, in terms of, let me see if I could find, in terms of the 82% of the vote has come in, of 174,000 votes, he's already clinched 97,830, so 56.1% of the vote. He's already been declared the winner. Catherine Cortez Masto for the Democratic primary, landslide for her, 90.3% of the vote. In terms of Secretary of State Jim Marchant, 38% of the vote. In terms of governor, Joe Lombardo beat out Joey Gilbert, Dean Heller, former Senator Dean Heller, with 38.4%. Steve Sisolak, who is our current governor, he beat out Tom Collins, landslide for him from the Democratic side, and usually the incumbents do, with 88.7% of the vote. One thing that struck me is how few the numbers were who voted. We're looking at under 150,000 people voted thus far, votes coming in. Now, I'm sure there's going to be more, but we have about 4 million in my state. Only 150,000 voted for the primary. But one thing that has been very interesting with elections, and I've noticed this, and we've spoken about this before, is the physical appearance of the candidate. And April Becker, for example, beautiful woman, running for 3rd District Republican primary, won landslide in terms of becoming the 3rd District Republican candidate to go up against the Democrat in the midterms. Dina Titus won. We're still waiting on some results in some of the other districts. But I notice that with some of these primaries, and I know this is something that's not the most politically correct, so you won't see this in the news, but you look at the looks and you look at the appearance of people, and you sometimes see that the better looking one wins. Now, I'm a little nervous about what's about to happen because, you know, I've been a fan of Sheriff Joe Lombardo for a long time. I've known him, you know, as a sheriff. I've known him for years. And he is now the front runner running for governor. And he's very handsome. he's handsome. And he's also a cop. So you put the two together. And as you know, I need to work with our governors. I need to work with all the governors for National Blitz Nation Week. I do not have time to be sexually attracted to a governor. I mean, Brian Sandoval, National Blood Donation Week and Nevada Blood Donation Day could have completely been destroyed if I didn't control my hormones around Brian Sandoval. Brian Sandoval, very, very handsome guy. Not me, Steve Sisolak, tall, strapping. But Joe Lombardo, he's sexy. He's sexy. And I have to make sure that, you know, it's got to be all business. It's got to be all business. I cannot be distracted by his smile. And here's the thing. If Joe Lombardo wins in the midterms, for governor, or for the election, for the governor election, I don't think he's going to be allowed to wear his uniform. You know, I think, and that might help me just for a little bit, but I got to tell you, you know, when he's up there, his uniform, and he's got that kind of gray, and it's, oh, my gosh. Yeah. But it's interesting because, you know, I look at some of the winners, and you know, I think, you know, there is this this push now more towards ever how they look in terms of, you know, in the media. And I think one of the reasons for this was the criticism that Trump got. People made fun of Trump's looks. They were vicious on his looks. They got, you know, his face in certain contortions, and they had statues of him naked and all that. And I mean, we've had some amazing candidates that, you know, might not have been GQ, but I think still very handsome, and, you know, but you know, I wonder if some of the voters are, when they're kind of just mixed on, you know, well, who's going to be the better Democrat, or who's going to be the better conservative or Republican for us, I do think they might go for looks. I mean, we saw that, what happened with the Richard Nixon JFK election. You know, JFK tan, of course, with Addison's, you know, and, you know, kind of, you know, bronzy and really good looking, and you know, I mean, compared to Richard Nixon, it did help. You know, people do, you know, seem to be tapping in on some of their other emotions when they vote, and sometimes who they're attracted to can help. You know, people ask me, who did I think would be best for the state? I liked them all. To be honest, Nevada's in trouble. Nevada's in a lot of trouble. And we have water crises, and we have, you know, job issues, and we have a looming recession when we have a high tourism industry, and we have some of the highest gas prices in the country, more expensive than New York. So we got some issues. And as far as I'm concerned, you know, at this point, you know, just get all minds together, and I don't care, you know, how conservative or less conservative you are, just we got some. If you think that where we're going is in the wrong direction, you got my vote. That's where I stand on this. So I was very supportive of a lot of these, but you know, watch and take a look and see, you know some of the people who have won, and I think, you know, we went from a time where, you know, we really weren't going to care about looks. It was all about, you know, what they do, who they do, who they're about, what they stand for. But I got to tell you, you know, I'm just kind of picking up on a lot of people that a lot of voter maybe disenthusiasm so much about what all the talking points are. And they're like, you know what, you look good. But I'm excited for Joe Lombardo. We'll see what happens. Excited for Adam Blacksalt, April Becker, a lot of the winners there. And we'll see what happens with next election. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I told you guys about how my father died when he was only 62. And he didn't like going to the doctor. He didn't really want to get his cholesterol checked or his blood pressure checked. The only thing he even brought up was that he was interested in Viagra. And I told him that if there is any sexual dysfunction, this is a very difficult conversation to have with my father, that that could be a sign of heart disease. And it was interesting that it was that brought him to the medical arena as opposed to getting other things checked. And I teach medical students and I teach physicians all the time that sometimes there could be some pretty serious pathology going on, but they're not going to bring that up, but they're going to bring up something else, and you have to connect the two. And as we've spoken out before, sometimes erectile dysfunction can be a sign of also cardiac dysfunction. So joining us next is Dr. Alex Pastuchak, Chief Clinical Officer at Vought Health, as well as Dr. Salvatore Giogiani, Senior Science Advisor at Men's Health Network, talking to us about June is Men's Health Month. Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having us on. We appreciate it.
Yeah, lovely to be here. Thank you.
Well, we appreciate you. Yes, you know, so, you know, I think a lot of people feel that they don't want to either waste a physician's time or waste money or get something checked out that they think might be, you know, maybe of a sexual nature or of a mental health nature. But if that's not addressed, that could, you know, sadly, non-disclose some real serious health issues.
You're absolutely correct. You know, we've just done a study, the Coalition Healthy Now, Coalition for Men's Health, has done a study, was commissioned actually by Men's Health Magazine. And what they looked at was 1,517 men in the United States aged between 18 and 80. And we found some very important and interesting things there that gel well with what you're just talking about in your introduction. One of the things that they found was that less than 50% of the men that were surveyed feel that they are in optimal health. They want to get better. They want to get healthier. But, you know, they really find that their access to clear information is constrained. And 73% of the men in the survey said exactly that, that the information that they have access to may be overwhelming at times, and it's not clear information. So they want clear information. The other is that we're seeing these problems reflected in the morbidity, the disease entities for men, and the mortality, the lifespan of men. In the U.S., unfortunately, men have shorter lifespans than women. Right now, it's sitting at 5.7 years less than women. And unfortunately, also, Dr. Dahlia, that number has gone up. It had been at 4.8 years in 2018. So we're seeing a decrease in longevity in men, and that really is through mainly preventable and certainly manageable conditions.
And it's heartbreaking too. You know, in my family, none of the men in my family live past 62, 63 years old, and the women, you know, last until their 80s. And, you know, I talk to the women in the family going, what are we doing to our men here, okay? I mean, come on. We need our men. And I know in my family, you know, we come from a variety of different cultures. You know, in our family, there's this hesitancy of men to get seen, to talk about their mental health, sexual health, heart health, and it's either a sign of weakness or they just don't, they don't seem to have the same attitude that women do in terms of medical interventions.
So I think that's a great point. And, you know, I think there are multiple reasons why men don't access care. You know, one you already touched on, you know, another is just men. I mean, I hate to say it this way, sort of being a doc, but, you know, men are men, right? And so, you know, some of the stuff that goes wrong below the belt, let's say, so sexual health, mental health, I mean, these are really stigmatized things for guys to be open about.
Mm-hmm.
And giving them a way to be open about it is really important. And also, you know, encouraging them and giving them the information that is powerful enough to get them to seek care is another aspect of things that I think could help. And that's part of the thrust behind the work that we've been doing to simplify how men can get information by visiting visithealthynow.com on common physical, sexual, and mental health conditions, and more importantly, to actually access the healthcare system through that, you know, to get a free consultation about what's going on, and then to get a referral or to get care through the Vault Health system for their problems.
I love that. I work for some telemedicine companies. Telehealth companies, and erectile dysfunction and sexual health oftentimes are not covered entities. And so the fact that Vault Health does have that sort of offer, talk to us about what Vault Health does.
Yeah, so Vault Health is a unique company. It's a digital healthcare and a decentralized research organization that is really combined to create a national practice that provides care for men across a number of service lines, men's health being one of them, and then to facilitate clinical research, you know, with the mission really being to accelerate the access to life-changing therapies by improving clinical research and access to care. Right. And so, you know, so to your point, right, you know, men will go to the doctor for erectile dysfunction, right? Because, I mean, if that's not working, then there's a really big problem. Mm-hmm. What they don't know is that it can be a harbinger of heart disease, just like you had said. And a number of these conditions that are men's health specific are completely intertwined, as you know, with the general health of a man. You know, and the purpose between what we do at Vault Health is to both care for those men, but also to accelerate the clinical research that needs to be done to bring new therapies to market that can further help men and the general population of the U.S. and the world.
Absolutely. We're speaking to Dr. Alex Pasterzak, Chief Clinical Officer at Vault Health, and Dr. Salvatore Giorgiani, Senior Science Advisor at Men's Health Network. Dr. Giorgiani, talk to us about Men's Health Network. I'm a big fan of what you all do.
Well, that's very nice to hear. We appreciate that. Men's Health Network has been around for about 27 years. It's the oldest and largest men's health organization that looks at the comprehensive health of boys and men and how it affects them and their families. We provide a lot of good education information free on the web at www.menshealthnetwork.org. And we also do a lot of advocacy and an education for men with a focus on many of the issues we touched on, including mental health. So along with Healthy Now and its website, visit HealthyNow.com, one word, visit HealthyNow.com. There's an abundance of information out there, but coupled with the information, Healthy Now program gives that opportunity for them to have that information customized so they don't feel all overwhelmed and help give some direction to it.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've had many, many patients. And in fact, I've had multiple, you know, male patients throughout my time because with my show I get a lot of truckers. And a big concern many of my patients have is the wife wants to come in. And they want that privacy and they feel they can't tell the wife that, you know, I just like some one-on-one time with the doctor. And, you know, I definitely urge physicians to kind of, you know, seed that out. And if you feel that that's what the patient wants, to be there to interject and say, look, you know, if you don't mind, sit in the lobby because we're going to have some one-on-one. I'll be able to get your husband to open up and then bring the wife in. But I think that's also an issue. People are worried that the whole family's going to come in there.
That's a very important point. Some men want someone there and some men need someone there to be another set of ears thinking. And some guys, and we found in Men's Health Network, that guys do like that private time. And some of the most important interaction you have with men, candid interaction, especially about sensitive subjects with stigmas such as mental health and sexual health, those interactions come one-on-one, which is another reason why the structure for Healthy Now includes the virtual consultations that Vault Health is able to provide. It's a one-on-one discussion in a scenario, in a time, and in a place that men should be very comfortable with. And they don't have to do it, you know, in front of anyone. Mm-hmm. And they'll make a determination if they might want to give them a little bit more of an interpretation. But, yeah, private interaction is important to a lot of men.
Absolutely. All right. In the last 30 seconds, where can my listeners find out more information?
So this is very simple. All they need to do is go to Visit Healthy Now, one word, visithealthynow.com, and they'll find information on the conditions that are common to men and also how to access that free 15-minute consultation.
That's fantastic. Dr. Pasterzak and Dr. Giorgiani, we really appreciate all you do. Happy Men's Health Month. Be well, and I can't wait to have you back.
Anytime I can be helpful, I'll be back.
Take care, gentlemen. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away.
I'm a walking in the rain.
Frustrated trying to get business capital?
Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
National Border Patrol President Brandon Judd on Fox News is reporting the Department of Homeland Security has been ordered to punish horseback border agents after no criminal activity was discovered in a nine-month investigation. In September of 2021, President Biden was judge, jury, and executioner of these border agents.
To see people treated like they did, horses barely running them over, people being strapped, it's outrageous. I promise you those people will pay.
Tuesday primary elections in South Carolina, Nevada, Texas, Maine, and North Dakota are recent history. South Carolina voters ousted Representative Tom Rice, one of the 10 House Republicans who had voted to impeach President Trump. Russell Fry takes home the win. Out west in the Silver State, Democrat incumbent Governor Steve Sisolak will face Clark County Sheriff Joe Lombardo in November. Lombardo has been endorsed by President Trump. USA Radio News. New Mexico Secretary of State Maggie Toulouse Oliver on Tuesday asked the state Supreme Court to order the commission of Otero County to certify primary election results after it refused to do so over distrust of the Dominion vote counting machines. President Biden and Secretary of State Anthony Blinken and their sanctions on Russia to prevent bloodshed in Ukraine has failed miserably. The sanctions on Russia's gas and oil industry has done little to nothing.
India and other Asian nations are becoming an increasingly vital source of oil revenues for Moscow, despite strong pressure from the U.S. not to increase their purchases as the European Union and other allies cut off energy imports from Russia in line with sanctions over its war against Ukraine. Such sales are boosting Russian export revenues at a time when Washington and allies are trying to limit financial flows supporting Moscow's war efforts. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Victor Pohl.
USA Radio News.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Okay, so we got some breaking news, and this is obviously very, very concerning. I believe two British soldiers had been caught by the Russians as they were helping Ukrainian soldiers, and they got, I think, death by firing squad. Now we have two U.S. fighters who have been captured by Russian soldiers in the battle for Kharkiv. This is being reported by Daily Mail. Robert Druki, 39 years old, and Andy Hoon, 27 years old, were captured while fighting for the Ukrainian army last week. We're being told by Daily Mail they were a part of a 10-man squad which encountered Russian forces in Kharkiv. They disabled a Russian tank, but then apparently they were lost in the fog of return fire. Then they disappeared. Now, Druki had served in Iraq in the U.S. Army. Hoon is a former Marine and had never been in active combat before. He had given an interview before he ventured into the region saying he was prepared to die. But now, of course, you know, the families and those of us in America are concerned that these fighters are going to possibly face the same death sentences as British soldiers Sean Piner and Aidan Aslan. When they were captured in April, they were sentenced to death by firing squad. So we have a situation here where Russia has two of our soldiers. They also have Brittany Griner, our star basketball player. And we're in, what, day 120 of this war? We are also facing, you know, economic collapse, huge gas prices, supply chain issues, which the Biden administration is blaming on Putin. We might not think it's Putin's fault or the Ukraine war's fault, but the headlines say it's because of the war. And I just wonder if after 3 months, 4 months, maybe our approach needs to be different. I mean, I have said from the very beginning, right, if anybody messes with an American, even if the American was just there to go hiking, or if the American was there to, you know, I don't know, to protest, or, you know, you mess with one American, you mess with all of us. And we still can't get Brittany back. We can't get our, if we can't get our soldiers back, what sort of message are we sending these other countries? Now, somebody could say, well, you know, Russia has a right to defend themselves. No, this is on Ukraine soil. These were Americans in Ukraine. So I don't think Russia has any flippin' right to kidnap or take or hold hostage our soldiers and then threaten to kill them. If Russia kills our fighters, our American men or citizens, I say it's war. And I understand that's a very, you know, a very caustic, committing toward of state sort of statement, but we've given Russia a lot of time and a lot of leeway with this. We've watched them do things to Ukrainians that should have never been done, that the UN should have stopped on day one. And we've been helping Ukraine, and we've been sending troops, and we've been sending money, and we've been commending Zelensky and giving him, you know, standing ovations. But, you know, Ukraine needs help. And we keep being told that the Donetsk and the Donbas region and all those, you know, could be about to fall. We have Americans going, I'm going to help. Apparently they said they were on a mission. The whole thing went crazy with bad intel. We were told the town was clear, and it turned out the Russians were already assaulting it. They came down the road with two T-72 tanks, multiple BMP-3s, armored fighting vehicles, and about 100 infantry. The only thing that was out there was our 10-man squad, according to one of the comrades. And so when the Russian volunteers went to the aid of Ukrainian forces, sadly, this ensued. The unarmed comrade said the pair disabled a Russian tank with a grenade, but were lost in the fog of return. By the time it cleared, they were gone. They were assumed to have been knocked unconscious under the anti-tank mine or the tank shooting at them. And then Russian forces claimed that they had them. So, you know, I have been from the very beginning saying, look, I think this is going to get worse, much worse before it gets better. And I also think we have a lot of misinformation and not as much accurate information coming from the front line. And I also believe that this is, Putin has taken, you know, pages from the Hitler playbook. And when we vow never again after World War II to not let innocent people be killed, to not let a country decide that they need to exterminate others. All right? Although they're using the excuse, well, they're Nazis. And yeah, that, please. All right? And when we said we were never going to let that happen again, and we were not going to let a country destabilize Europe or destabilize the world, I thought we meant it. And here we are, and it just seems to be getting a little worse every day, a little worse every day. And for those people thinking, well, it's not affecting us, it's not affecting us, our current administration says it is. Our current administration says that the reason why we have the high gas prices, the reason why we're about to go into a recession, the reason why crypto is dropping and everything that is befalling the American economy is based on what's going on with Putin, then maybe it is time for us to do something. I had told you guys that if we hadn't have stepped in early, and I understand it wasn't a very popular decision, and I don't even know if I was even convinced that that would have been the right move to make. Trust me, I don't want to go to war with Putin. I don't want us in a war with Russia and Belarus and Syria and China, which possibly could be, you know, the sequelae of this. But the longer we let Putin, you know, gain forces and work with China, and from what we understand, they're tapping into more fuel and they're gaining some strength, we might be putting ourselves into a position where we're weaker and weaker. And as the economy gets worse, as we're still dealing with COVID, I think we're on our fifth variant in 5 months, you know, maybe we should have nipped this in the bud. And if America was looking for a moment to nip something in the bud, it's get our soldiers. Get our soldiers back now. They have two of ours. And again, we weren't on Russian soil. We were on Ukrainian soil. So any American on Ukrainian soil should still be protected by our great country. And it should not be considered an act of war if we want to save them. But if Russia wants to think it's an act of war, then let it. But I think America might need to just go in and say, you guys screwed up. You guys have been dinking around too long. The UN isn't doing what the hell they're supposed to do. Now you have two of our Americans. We're done with you killing people. We're done with you possibly destabilizing Europe. All right? This is done. This is over. Now, the UN should have done this, but the UN isn't. It would be really nice for America to say, look, you know what? All right. You know, if you're not going to spend the money wisely, we'll just spend it ourselves, and then we'll get this to stop. But I think so many countries were so afraid of getting involved, and they didn't want to get in war with Russia, and we have this, you know, this NATO alliance, such that if anybody does attack America, then all the other countries have to jump in. And I think we were playing so many politics that now we have Russia just blatantly taking our soldiers, and if they kill Americans, and we let that happen, then what, we're still considering this as peacetime? Europe is in a lot of trouble. It is very unstable right now. Countries are kind of fighting amongst themselves. What do they do about fuel, especially with the winter that's going to be coming in a few months? And so, you know, for those people saying, look, you know, we're going to still investigate, and we're looking at war crimes, and we're this. I mean, back in the 40s, the people who were carted off to the concentration camps didn't have months to wait. And we're being told that Ukrainians are being carted off to camps as well. So if are having American soldiers now kidnapped and held hostage and threatened to be killed, is it enough for us to get involved? What is? 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLIE, don't go away.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Kirk writes, how do you isolate from family members and a newborn if you have COVID right now? So a lot of you guys have COVID right now, and I feel bad for you. It's not fun. I can't explain why we're on our fifth variant of the year, and it's only June, but we are. And so here we are in the heat of the summer, and people are sick with COVID. If you are a parent and you have a newborn, I mean, you got to take care of your newborn. And I know it's hard. I remember my mom had a child when I was, my mom had a brother when I was 15 and a half. And they were older, and they were tired, and they were working a lot, so I took care of the baby. So when I was sick, I wore a bandana. We didn't have masks. I didn't, you know, as a kid, I didn't have access to masks. And I was a teenager, so I wore a bandana. And I did the best I could. Luckily, his immune system, he didn't get sick. But, you know, I just covered my face, and I fed him with the bottle, and I took care of him, and I did what I had to. You know, these babies don't understand, you know, why loved ones won't take care of them if they have COVID. On the flip side, though, if you are sick, you don't want to expose the child any more than you have to. The rule of thumb is by the time you feel sick, you were already infectious a few days prior. So by the time you start to feel symptoms, the viral load was already in your body. You already were breathing it in and out. So most likely you did expose somebody. The problem is with a family member, especially if they are vulnerable, when you are actively sick, your viral load is even higher. So we don't want you to purposely go, oh, well, I don't care. You know, no big deal. I've already infected them. So you still want to stay away if you can. Ideally, if there is somebody else in the family who could take care of baby the next few days while you're symptomatic, that's fantastic. But if not, then wear a mask, wash your hands, try to minimize being very, very close, open the windows, try to, you know, ventilate, and make sure that child's pediatrician is aware that COVID's in the house, that you have nobody else to take care of the baby, and you are, you know what to watch out for. And the pediatrician's going to say to watch out for shortness of breath, watch out for fever, watch out for changes in feeding. You know, these babies are still pretty resilient. We don't have a lot of severe COVID in babies and in young children, but we also don't know a lot about what's going on with this virus, and we don't know what changes happen to a fetus or to those who are exposed at a young age. I'm still shocked at how different my body is since COVID. I don't sing like I used to. Hopefully I start singing better than I used to. You guys remember how I really sounded. But, you know, my voice is different. My memory is different. My sleep pattern is different. My smell is different. My taste is different. I can't stand this flipping virus. And I'm really furious that nobody has still figured out or shared with us, you know, what truly happened back in the summer of 2019. And meanwhile, we are now on BA.5 Omicron subvariant in a 5-6 month setting. It seems like we get a new variant every month. So if you do have a child, if you do have a vulnerable family member, you know, there is a very good chance everybody is exposed. But you want to minimize the amount of viral load. You want to make sure they're getting their fluids, they're getting some ventilation, you know, wear masks around the house. For those who are available to get vaccinated, you know, consider vaccination. For those of you who, you know, don't want to vaccinate, that's between you and your provider. Should not be mandated, should be a decision between you and your provider. So COVID vaccines for children age 5 to 6 years old may be rolled out in the next coming days. The FDA panel is meeting today to consider approving the shot. Now, this is actually going to be from 6 months to 5 years old. There's a typo in the article. But 6 months to 5 years old has, I believe, from Pfizer and Moderna, data has been submitted on their efficacy. I believe they are going to be a three-shot process. And the original data had showed that between 2 and 4 years old, the two shots might not have worked enough. Although in the age group surrounding 2 to 4, it did. They decided to add the third shot, and they're even thinking about adding an additional third shot to older children. But right now, the FDA is going to be looking at the under fives. They are less than 0.05% of the COVID death rate. And so there's been a lot of debate on should the kids be vaccinated at all. They say if approved, the U.S. would be the first country to offer shots against the pandemic virus for children less than 2. Cuba has been vaccinating children as young as 2 since October. Chile and China have offered the shots to anybody over 3 years old. Now, COVID cases are at about 107,000 cases a day, although most people aren't really reporting it because they're either sick at home or they're testing at home. Death rate has fallen 36% to a 7-day average of 374. Hospitalizations are remaining steady. The new Omicron subvariants are the BA4 and the BA5. They are spreading quickly, up to maybe 30% of the infections in some areas. We have also been told that there might be rebound, so you might have COVID, do great, then feel like you're going back to work, and then all of a sudden you start to feel sick again a week or two later. So with that, it, again, defies most of what we know about viruses and colds and flus, where you get sick, you're done, and you get to move on by the end of the week. With this, there may be that recurrence, so you need to be aware of that. So, you know, I understand a lot of parents are mixed. Moderna is, Moderna's will be a two-dose course for children aged 6 months to 5. It's a 25 microgram mRNA dose. Pfizer is the three-dose course. It has the 3 microgram, which is 10% of what the adults get. The adults get 30. The 5 to 12s get the 10 microgram, and then the babies, the under fives are going to get the 3 micrograms. The panel is going to vote to approve the shots for the age group today. Some parents are mixed. Some parents can't wait. They're like, I don't trust this virus. I don't want my child to have any long-lasting effects. I want my child to get the vaccine. Other parents are like, my child was already exposed. It's been almost 3 years since the virus got leaked, and it's probably been circulating in this world. You know, my child's already been exposed, so do I want to, on top of that, give the vaccine? Other parents are like, I want my kids to be as protected as possible, we'll do it. And then you have other parents going, wait a second. Well, now that we have the vaccine, is the school district, such as LA Unified County or some of these other school districts that have been talking about vaccine mandates, now going to mandate because we have the vaccine? I know a lot of parents are telling me, no rush, please, no rush, because they don't want to make that decision to have to vaccinate their kid prior to taking them to school. Even though there's already mandatory vaccines for school, this is causing a lot of parents to rethink vaccines in general, which worries me from a public health standpoint. I'm a fan of a robust vaccination campaign against tetanus and polio and a lot of the things we have, hepatitis. But sometimes, you know, when parents can only take so much, and once they consider mandating the COVID vaccine, I think you're going to have a lot of parents say, forget it, I'm going to homeschool. So the vaccines have risks. We know that. They are saying in the preliminary data that the risks are still minimal. So we'll let you know what the FDA says when that happens. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right?
Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.